Chapter 5.
Come to course 269. Han followed his wife's directions, banked the Falcon around, and headed toward the government district. Leia, in the co-pilot's seat, had her personal comlink to her ear. The Falcon's comm board was alive with Coruscant security and traffic monitors warning Han to turn to designated ship traffic lanes or to be subject to arrest. He growled and switched the thing to silent mode.
They found him?
They found him. He's in an X-wing with a hole in the cockpit.
Armed?
50-50 chance. It was in the Senate building, so it's either a fully functional security vehicle or some senator's unarmed memories of youth vehicle. I'm hoping for the second option.
Me too.
Come to 259.
Nah.
Han put the Falcon into a dive. His stomach fluttered, and the sensor screen filled up with tiny objects getting larger, small vehicle traffic at and below building top level. Flashing down at terrifying and illegal speed, he twitched the controls right and left, nimbly dodging the much smaller civilian vehicles. Han, what do you think? Then he was fully among them, streams of traffic above as well as below. He pulled out of his dive 200 meters below the average height of the buildings. You're doing!
This way, we're off the main sensor boards. Only vehicles with line of sight on us will complain.
I understand that. I mean, why not turn to 259?
His course changes are just to jerk us around, to confuse us. I know where he's going.
Where?
The spaceport, right at the edge of the government district. He stole a starfighter. That means he wants to make space. It's damaged, so he can't. He needs another one, right?
Right.
When it comes to piloting and pilots, I'm all-knowing.
Leia put an artificial sweetness into her voice. I'll never argue with you again. Han snorted and increased velocity. A Coruscant security speeder following in his wake dropped back, left behind as though it were suddenly standing still. Luke and Ben, in Ben's nimble red airspeeder, received the transmission with Han's guess about the spaceport. Luke, at the controls, shook his head, not pleased. The spaceport, comparatively flat and built at a much lower altitude than the surrounding residential, business, and government zones, was not, as most supposed, actually situated at bedrock level. Below it were many levels of machinery, repair hangars, Empire-era emergency bunkers, spaceport employee facilities, and repair accesses. If Han was right, and Valen was headed that way, even if he was unsuccessful at stealing another space-worthy vehicle, he might escape into those subterranean regions, making it hard or impossible to find him before he detected his tracking device and destroyed it. Their speeder emerged from the sky towers and was abruptly out over the flatter region surrounding the spaceport. It was mostly given over to speeder parking, though it had decorative elements, including tree-spotted grassy regions and a small artificial lake, and sensor stations. Almost immediately, the speeder's comm board began blaring with instructions for them to turn back, to stay away from restricted airspace. Tell them who we are. Luke had to raise his voice to a shout to be heard. I bet it doesn't work. Who's on the news as a criminal suspect? You are. Do it anyway. Luke put the speeder into a holding pattern, keeping close to the ring of sky towers, not approaching the port itself. The authorities might well decide to shoot down a suspicious speeder, piloted by a suspected criminal or not, heading straight toward an invaluable government and civilian transportation resource. Sabotage and terror attacks had taken place as recently as the war 2 years earlier. Ben looked up from the comm board, startled. We're not the only ones. What? Luke scanned the airspace above the spaceport. There were a lot of small vehicles there now, most of them airspeeders of one size or another. Some were bigger business vehicles, many with lettering and symbols on the sides. From the utility compartment, Ben pulled out a pair of macro binoculars and held them to his eyes. That one's a press vehicle, turret-mounted holocam on top. That one? Hey, that's Jaina, the big green one. Oh, criff. Language. What is it? It has an oversized driver's cab, and that Skakoan is in it. Luke frowned. Suddenly, everyone knew that Valen was coming here, including press and bounty hunters. That meant open comm channels were being monitored, and people with no business being here were up to date. Dallas people had to be doing this. Then he saw it, almost at ground level, an X-Wing painted in classic First Galactic Civil War grays. Its running lights were off, It was illuminated only by the glows from parking area pole lights. It flew beneath the altitude of the lights themselves.
Hold on,